Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics on Mondays and Wednesdays is Hawk Topics because Steve Hawk is here. Hi, Steve.
Here we are on a Wednesday already.
Hawk Topics is brought to you in part by R&R RV. Welcome to the program. Have you noticed it's hot?
Yeah.
Do you have a sprinkler system at your house?
I do.
In ground, I guess.
In ground. Yeah. Yeah, for the most part. Sometimes I run it above ground because it needs extra water.
Okay.
So, in the evening.
Do you have a sprinkler?
I'll do a spot sprinkler here and there.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. What do you have? What kind of sprinkler is it?
I got a couple of them.
Is it like, so it's either one of those little round ones? Yep. It's oscillating? Is it?
By both.
You have the old school oscillating ones?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah, metal one, or did you buy it within the last, 10 years where it's plastic and it's not? You know what I'm talking about.
I do, and I bought a metal one about two months ago.
That's awesome.
They still sell that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
You got to pay a little bit more for them, but they last a lot.
Did you ever have the tractor one?
No.
The most ahead of its time sprinkler ever. That thing is
the tractor, Kevin?
Yeah, it's basically like a Roomba or whatever. Yeah. Like the,
it's like for your backyard.
Yeah. Watering the tractor.
And that the front tire will just follow the hose. And
he's so smart.
Pretty genius.
No, and then I've got, it's like a little daisy flower or whatever. I think it was built in 1962. I don't know how I still have it.
It's a metal one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've replaced the washer about 17 times.
Yeah, but his spins are just
just sits there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a good
and so
sprinkler.
I'll, run to an area in my yard that needs a little extra love and set that one up for
I like it. There was I went on a walk the other day and there was a guy with I don't know what they're called 100%. They're the flat ones that rolled out.
Yeah.
Is that just a soaker?
I think a soaker is not that. These are the strips. They're like lawn strips, I think is what they're called.
Okay, so that you know what I'm talking about, right?
I hate
those. They're like 15 feet long, and then it just has holes in it all the way along.
No. That's supposed to be work like that.
Right, and they would be great to run through, but then, of course, when you put them out to water and they flip over and it just flood the one part. I didn't even know. I'm like, I don't know where he's finding that.
You can still get those.
You can get those too. Yeah. Wow.
I've seen those at the hose store.
Okay. All right. I got to pay more attention to that.
Hawk goes to the hose store.
I can't go to the hose store.
I just kind of want like a vintage sprinkler for some reason.
Yeah. I love the thought of running through a sprinkler. You won't catch me doing it, but I sure love the thought of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids can do it.
Right. How about this, Steve Hawk? Do you have the jet nozzle thing? The, you put on the end of the hose.
Sprayer.
Spray. Yep. And it's... it's got all the different settings.
Yes, I have three of them. I have two of the gun, the little ones.
Yep.
And then I have a wand.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, big time. Okay, so let's take the gun. You put it on the end of the hose. Yep. You have a 12-year-old son?
Yeah, close enough. He's 13.
He's 13. Okay,
all right.
I mean, I lose track of him.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, he's close enough.
I don't ever get him a birthday present or anything.
Which is noted. We've all noted it, Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay. It's hot. Do you think he would be into this game that I've seen on TikTok called Jet Roulette?
I'm sure he would. If it's on TikTok, he's in.
He's probably in,
So you take the hose. You take turns.
Okay.
But let's say you're holding the hose with the little gun on the end of it.
Yep.
And he's standing across from you, about as far as we are, 4 or 5 feet apart.
All right.
And then you tell him, pick a number. And he goes, 5.
I like it.
And you take it and turn it 5 times. Yes. And then, boom, click, 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 he gets hit with whatever it is.
I mean, it could be shower. It could be cone.
Yeah.
It could be soaker.
Mist.
Yes. Could be mist. Or it could be jet.
Could be jet.
Yeah.
Jet roulette. It's really fun.
I like that idea. You would have to come up with a way to where, you start from somewhere like you can't really spin it like you can.
No, you just gotta click the number,
But
just
you couldn't start at the same spot. You would have to start at different
because
spots.
Because people would probably memorize
it. My son would. Yeah. On round two, he would say,
That's actually a great, or you could just roll a die.
Yeah.
That way it's certainly random. Yeah. Or you could just, like you said, you could just adjust it. Okay. Now it's on a different setting. So.
I like that game.
I think the people I saw on TikTok doing it weren't smart enough to figure it out. They just kept getting sprayed with water.
Jet again. Dang it. I'm so praying for cone one of these times. That's a fun one.
Kind of a fun way to cool off.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
The other TikTok thing we were talking about this morning was the what do you call the eat and run one, Kevin?
Rock, paper, scissors challenge.
Okay.
Oh.
So you and I are in a challenge.
All right.
There's, let's say there's a I don't know, the biggest sandwich that Zips has.
Okay.
And fries.
And fries.
And a milkshake.
Okay.
And oh, wow.
We're really sitting in front of it. Yeah. And
I want to make sure I get all this right.
Okay.
I would say probably like a Wrangler or a Big Boss.
Big Boss. I think it's Big Boss, yeah.
And a couple Big Bosses. Well,
just
you're
case.
Already out.
Just in case. And then a tub of fries.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to make sure there's enough stuff there to eat. Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be enough.
And fry sauce. And all
tartar.
Okay, absolutely. Okay. So now we're in the back of the radio station here, and we're, like, say, close to where the dumpster is, but we don't want to eat by the dumpster, so we're over a little bit by where the basketball hoop is.
Outside.
Outside.
This afternoon.
Yes.
Perfect.
There's 95 degrees or 104, whatever it is.
May not be the best game for today.
Yeah, that milkshake's going to be real good.
We play rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
And whoever loses has to run from there to, like, let's say, halfway down the parking lot where that tree is, and then back. And while that person is running, the other person is eating as fast as they can. As soon as the runner gets back, rock, paper, scissors again, loser runs. Could be the same person, could be the eater, whatever it might be. So at some point, you may be running with food in your mouth, or you may be just stuffing food in your mouth, or you might be exhausted from running. Who knows? It's rock, paper, scissors.
No. See, because I really like Zips, and I really don't like running.
Right,
so
yeah.
So there just seems like a no-win situation
okay,
for that
so
game.
That's now the question is, which one, let's say you get stuck 6 times in a row, either winning or losing. So you're eating 6 times in a row or you're running 6 times in a row. Which is worse?
Running.
The running one is going to be worse. Yeah.
Amen,
yeah.
Hawk.
Yeah. And then what if you get back and you're running and then you quote unquote win and now you got to stuff food in your mouth while you're out of breath?
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing fun about any of that.
The one that I saw that really cracked me up was a guy who won like 5 or 6 times in a row and just kept eating.
Yeah.
And then on the 7th one, he lost and then had to run and realized,
oh no,
oh good Lord, I've been eating so much food.
So fast.
Yes,
I am not, running is not a good idea.
Because I think I could, you know, I could put down the Big Boss burger or whatever and small fry maybe.
Yeah.
But not fast.
Right.
Yeah. And then run.
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
But that's why it's a challenge.
Well, I know that part I get. I get all of that.
Very fun to video, but not so fun to do.
Right. Yeah. I might like to watch some of that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
TikTok is 1-1 with you today. Like the Jet Roulette, you're in. Yep. You're going to do that.
Yep.
Not going to do the rock, paper, scissors challenge.
You find me another one just so we can
maybe have the rubber match.
Yeah.
We'll look one up and we'll do it in round 2. Okay.
All right, perfect.
Coming back.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin, I have a great answer if anybody ever asks from Randy.
Okay.
About backing in your SUV. In the oil fields, it's mandatory that you back in just in case there's an emergency. You can get out of there quick.
Kevin James.
See, that's basically why I do it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Hot Topics.
Steve Hawk is here for Hawk Topics round at number 2. Also off the text line, have you ever picked up one of those tractor sprinklers and hurt your back? I mean, they were pretty heavy. I can say.
Yeah.
I mean, made out of real metal, and they were heavy.
I never picked one up. Never played with one.
Yeah, we didn't play with them. It was just move the tractor, and you're like, oh my gosh.
We always had to move it out of Grandpa's yard to play football or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Like when all the cousins were over, we would throw the ball around, and that thing was always in the way.
Oh,
we
had
to move it. And yeah, it was quite an experience.
Hefty. Did you find a third TikTok trend, Kevin?
Did I ever?
Okay,
Steve
here
Hawk,
we go.
Do you trust your wife?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, then you need to let old Mary give it a try here with this challenge.
Old Mary.
Can we isolate that?
Old Mary.
Easy.
You're going to sit in a chair, Steve Hawk.
Somebody's got to go home today, Steve.
Well, Kevin's,
with your back to your wife.
Okay.
You're going to put a water bottle on your head, and you're just going to sit there.
All right.
And now, do you trust her to use a belt and knock the water bottle off your head?
No. Without hurting me?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I have seen this, Kevin. Is this the couple that she throws stuff a lot at it, too?
Have you seen that one? I haven't seen that one.
Basically, he does it too. It's like multiple times during the video. He will have something on his head, and she will, you know, take like something and throw it and try to hit it without hitting him in the head. And of course, all the video is him getting just smacked in the face.
Yeah, over and over.
Because she probably wasn't at the midway last weekend practicing.
No, probably not. Yeah.
Now, it's funny because there's a lot of guys getting hit in the forehead or in the face with a belt.
So, like,
then I've seen the other versions of it where they scale it down a little bit. And I've seen people playing it with their kids.
Okay.
And they'll use like a pool noodle.
Right. Okay, that's better.
So then the kid's swinging that to try to hit the thing.
Less
but they
pain.
Miss, and they hit mom or dad in the face, and hilarity ensues.
Do you remember the cheese challenge? You want to try that?
What was that one?
What was the cheese challenge?
That was the one where people were throwing slices of American cheese at their babies.
What? Yes.
Do you remember that?
That's been going around our house, Steve, because we always have the slices of American cheese.
Yeah,
and so Amelia, my granddaughter, thinks it's hilarious to like throw them and stick them on your
face. Because it sticks, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you throw them at her, she peels it off and then eats it. That's the game.
Usually she throws it at me.
That does seem like the game.
Well, usually she throws it at me, it sticks to my face, and then I eat it.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's
so a little reverse
action. I play the kid role.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
No,
do it well.
Nor me.
Yeah, that cheese one. And then they had a different one where they would go around for a while, and they were telling people, say cheese, and they go, cheese, and they think they're going to take a picture because they're acting like, and then someone throws a piece of cheese on their face.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. Hilarious and delicious.
Yeah, I would probably do the cheese one before I did the other one.
The one with the belt,
yeah,
you mean?
I think but I do trust my wife. If she was able to get a little bit closer.
Yeah.
She's great at tennis. She's great at pickleball.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
She's horrible at golf.
Okay.
Ooh. And she's okay at softball, baseball. So I think that if she were able to get up on me and take a good swing that way, she could probably miss my head.
Yeah.
What is that, belting? What do you call
with
that?
With the belt, yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay. I don't know, what if she, how much you trust her? Let's say she moves closer, so now you feel better about it, and she turns the belt around to the buckle side.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you don't trust her that much.
Well, accidents happen.
Yeah. What's the motion here? Is it like Indiana Jones style?
I think it's sideways. That's right.
Exactly, Hawk. It's like a baseball bat.
Producer Steve's like trying to make it like a whip where you got the water bottle, but put your eye out.
I would play the one with the pool noodle, like with my
granddaughter. That seems
fun. That'd be fun. But
the belt one is just...
Yeah, the belt's a little extreme for me.
It's a little aggressive.
A little.
But look at all the fun we've made for your upcoming weekend,
I know.
Steve.
I keep thinking about that. When can we do it? What part of the yard will we do this?
Yeah,
this
is going to be great. You've got the, jet roulette with the water. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I will report back as all the fun in the Hawk backyard.
Yeah, we'll be able to know which game you played based on the bruises.
True,
I think we'll understand that. Producer Steve, do you have any... go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and then tell your 13-year-old son that you're going to put it on TikTok, and he will think you're so cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He'll be like, Dad, you know how to do that?
Yeah, that's exactly
what
he'll say.
Yeah.
It's not Facebook. That's the one for old people like you. Okay.
You know the weird thing about Facebook is, like, my sons have Facebook. They're both in their 20s, early 20s, but they only use it for Marketplace.
Yeah.
That's all they don't ever post or look at people's posts or anything. But if they want to buy something, it's like it's the first place they go to buy something.
Really?
Do they have other social media outlets that they use? So they're on social media.
Yeah.
That's just not the one for them.
Instagram,
that's for old
TikTok
people.
And all that. Yeah. Yeah. But,
I'm so addicted to Facebook.
See,
Facebook
old people.
Marketplace.
Yeah. Marketplace can get you down a rabbit hole.
Yes, it can.
Yeah. Have you bought something from Marketplace recently?
Recently? No, not within the last couple of months, actually.
Okay.
I've looked. A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get that. Next thing I know, it's gone. I forgot about it.
Right. I do that all the time, But then if you have looked for something specific, that's all you'll get. It'll say suggested for you. And you're like, I wanted that 2 years ago. Stop suggesting that.
The one that I don't get keeps coming up on my feed, and I'm not sure how. Like, okay, this is, it starts with DJ equipment. Yeah, duh.
Sure.
It starts with some rental houses. I've looked at a lot of those. Yeah. Then vans. I've been looking for a van.
And a white one or like shoes?
A white van.
Okay. Oh, that's fair.
With no windows.
Perfect. Right.
But then it always comes up on my feed. Homecoming dress, prom dress.
Oh. And you don't know why.
No, I have no idea.
Your DJ service stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
The analytics there inside of Meta are like,
okay, that could be.
He wants to be a DJ. He wants to do this. He probably wants a dress.
Probably needs a prom dress. Yeah, that all adds up, Hawk.
That does sound like their stretch of some sort of analytics.
There's something going on.
Yeah,
there.
Right. And here's a wedding cake while we're at it. I don't know. All the things. Kevin's Facebook Marketplace feed is really interesting.
That's the rabbit hole right there.
Yeah, very
That's
eclectic.
What we should do. We should trade. You take my phone, I take your phone.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that would be great. And then when you get it back, you're like, oh, what was he searching?
We get one purchase.
ooh. And we set a limit. We cap it. And like,
that's fun.
$40.
Yeah. What dress are you going to pick, Steve?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kidding.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I just sent 7 men home tonight, and it was really difficult for me.
It was really hard for her. She was had some loves of her life were there.
Kevin James.
Can't keep them all, babe.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
That's good advice, actually. You can't keep them all.
Gotta just find that one.
Uh-huh.
Gotta catch them all.
Right. You could catch them, but it's catch and release.
Oh.
On the way, before we get out of here today, we've got some more Megan Maroney tickets. I think one pair of Megan Maroney tickets left for you and another chance to qualify for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Clip of the Day, KJ.
There's always so many things that, especially on, you know, TikTok, you'll see the videos of only women can do this or only men can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the one going around right now where the men put their hands together and then they step over them so that your hands are behind your legs now.
Okay.
And then you can lift them all the way up past your bottom.
Your hands?
Yeah. And like stand up. I don't know. It didn't look like anything I could do.
Okay.
But apparently women can't do it because when they try to do it, their hands get stuck on their bottoms.
Okay.
So there's all these little...
I got
men
it.
Men can do this.
Yeah,
and
right.
Women can't,
just because of the way you're built. Yep.
Yep.
I understand it.
It's just a little different, right? This one is different. It has to do with sound effects.
Women can't make machine gun noises with their mouth.
Crystal, make machine gun noises with your mouth.
Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that checks. Summer, make machine gun noises with your mouth.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's even worse. Is Tay in the pool house?
Yeah, and Jane's by the pool.
Got it. How can y'all not make machine gun noises with your mouth? Absolutely ridiculous. Jaden, make machine gun noises with your mouth.
Wop, wop, wop.
This is not a Kendrick Lamar song. What are we doing? Lord, have mercy. 0 for 3. Taya. Make machine gun noises with your mouth. No, not at all.
No.
0 for 4.
No.
It's not that hard.
We can do it, Jake. Do it. This ain't hard. What are we doing?
I just don't know what it sounds like.
Ladies, can you make machine gun noises with your mouth? Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew is the worst one, yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. That's what I would have done.
I was going to say, is that
okay.
Steve?
Yeah. Let's start with Producer Steve. Producer Steve, can you make machine gun noises?
Pew, pew, pew.
I mean the... Brrr, 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 that's the easiest one. I feel like anybody can do that,
that
one.
Bad, but brrr, brrr.
It's not that bad.
It sounds like a bird, though, the way you did it. Yeah.
I would ask the women around the office, but we don't have any.
Yeah.
So that makes it difficult.
It does make it more hard, yeah.
Any ladies want to call in and try to do a machine gun?
Right, yeah.
I'm just curious.
Which version of it do you do, Kevin?
I do more of the, like, I like to hold my microphone and act like it's, yeah, and I do the.
Yeah, you do the multiples, yeah.
Whoa, that's not
pew,
really
pew,
sounding.
Pew, 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 pew. You've got like a Gatling gun going over there. That thing is...
I don't know. I think this guy would be very disappointed.
Yeah, try it again, Steve.
I can't. All I got is the...
The what? Is that what you're doing?
It's not... I mean, it's not terrible, but I have a feeling if we hadn't like let in with that it was a machine gun, I don't know if anybody would have guessed. Mm-mm. I think they would... Do it again. Yeah, I think people would say he's making a motorcycle noise.
Yeah, I don't know... But it doesn't really, it sounds like it only shot once
pew,
or
pew,
twice.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with that.
Yeah, I think that's better, yeah.
What is that, Chewbacca?
That was your little pew, pew gun shooting.
That's Chewbacca shooting a machine gun.
That does sound like a bird.
That sounds like the Jetsons.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah. That's really good.
The Jetsons.
What's your best sound effect, Steve? Since you can't do the machine gun.
Sound effect, huh?
Kevin, I think the Jetsons might be overtaking your baby cry and dirt bike.
I got a canker sore. It's really hurting.
It hurts. I know. It's hard to do this.
That is really good.
That's great. The fact that it's passing by too is the best.
Yeah, they're going places.
Oh man, thank you. They're going places.
Mr. Spacely.
Uh-oh. Wait, what was that?
Mr. Spacely.
Is that a George Jetson?
Yeah.
Huh. Stand by.
Too high?
I don't know. Well,
no, it might have been good.
I don't. Gosh, dang it. Let me see if I can find one real quick.
Jetson!
No?
Why do you know this show?
Why do you know it that well that you can do impressions of these guys? All right, here it comes. 3, 2, 1. Sorry, Kevin.
Well, it's one down and one to go.
That's George.
Honey, where's Elroy?
Oh, he's up at the playground, dear.
You want to try it again, Steve?
Oh, he's up at the playground, dear.
I meant George. Oh.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And we do believe there is a chance that women will be chasing after your son.
Kevin James.
Oh, that would be lovely.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Would be lovely. Also, how are you such a big fan of the Jetsons? Yet you didn't, I mean, again, the Jetsons, 60 years old. You are not 60 years old, but yet you messed up the names of the main characters. Yeah, what happened there? Yeah, Panic?
Yeah. I switched them around.
I mean, daughter Judy, Jane, his wife, is in the song.
Yeah, no, that is true.
I mean, I don't know what happened there. There's Kevin's sound effect. That's so good. I mean, there goes Elroy. He's got to go to school.
Yeah. His wife. Oh, his boy Elroy.
Well, what's the daughter's name, Steve?
Judy.
There, now you got it. Yeah,
his wife, Jane.
Jane, his wife.
Jane, his wife. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you don't know it.
Rosie, but all he's, Rosie the maid, right?
Yeah. Now you're in.
He came in here during the commercial break and was just telling us all about the Jetsons.
Like by episode.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, you guys crazy. Know the Elroy elevator. And I'm like, no, I don't.
Don't know anything about that.
Yeah, and then he goes, Jay, you know it, right? And you're like, no. Then he looks back at me. You know it. Like, Steve, I don't know Elroy. Basketball? He plays basketball? Like, I don't know. Was that something he did in a lot of episodes, or was it just one?
It was at least one.
Well, yeah, because I found the clip. It is at least one.
Yeah. I feel like that's a famous scene.
Yeah, I did, but maybe. Yeah. I feel like I've watched a lot of the Jetsons, but I don't know any of the episodes. I feel bad about
it. I'm with you. I don't really remember them. It was only on 2 seasons. It's so weird.
Going up, going down, going up, going down, going in.
Final thoughts.
What was the other one you were doing?
The Elroy elevator, man.
What was the other little thing you kept saying in here?
Well, because here's what happens. Let me do it. So
yeah, set the scene.
Mr. Spacely is the boss, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For
Spacely
the company.
Spacely Sprocket, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So George Jetson is running late.
Okay.
So here it's the Spacely Jetson exchange.
Okay.
It goes like this. Jetson! Mr. Spacely! And that's it. That's all I got. That's my impression.
That's.
I mean, it's really, it's probably the best work you've done. It's pretty good.
It's really saying something.
That's all I got.
Wow. Jetson!
Jetson!
Mr. Spacely!
Wow. The world's famous Mel Blanc was the voice of Mr. Spacely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he do, he did Flintstones too, didn't he?
I think he did everything back then. I think he was the voice of pretty much everything, yeah. All right, Steve, final thoughts.
That was my final thought.
That was it. It was the Jetsons impressions.
Yeah. And I thought, you know.
Jetson?
The Elroy elevator. Well, we should bring it back. That would be my move if I could do it. I mean, we just need hoverboards or something.
Is that what he was on when he was playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
What the deal is, he's going up and down because he's guarded by a really tall guy.
I see.
And
okay.
He's going up and down.
Oh, so it's a better visual.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So he's, but it's like an elevator, you know?
No, I.
And it's like his name, Elroy.
Elroy Elevator.
Yeah.
So up, down, up, down.
Yeah, and then going in to the basket.
For clarification purposes, Mel Blanc was Barney Rubble.
Final thoughts.
Oh, okay.
Kevin?
Wow.
That was really
something.
That was
something. A lot. Yeah, I did not expect any of that today, but thank you,
Oh, you
Steve.
Didn't predict that this morning, huh? Yeah.
Well, now you got it.
I did not have a big Jetson talk on our sheet today.
Mr. James.
Oh, wow.
Goodness gracious. Today's the day I'm going to update some of my music for the cruise tomorrow.
Yes, okay. Let's go.
I don't always get all the new country songs. I don't always play a ton of them at weddings or whatever. But I was like, oh, I'm going to steal some music from the station. I think that's okay, right?
Sure, yeah, why not?
Huh?
Do I have Steve help or not?
In what fashion? Like choosing or just the logistics?
Steve, name a song that should be played on the cruise tomorrow. Let's see how he does.
How about Shout?
No.
All right, then I don't want to help.
That would be fine if we ran an episode of The Jetsons and then played it. I mean, I see what you're thinking. I meant like a country song. Like, what
he
new
also
country
said new,
song?
Yeah.
Oh, new?
Yeah, what new country song do you think?
I'm stuck in the 1960s, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
30
man.
Years before you were born.
Yeah, man.
It's groovy. Totally groovy.
You got nothing for me?
I mean, we could play a little Morgan and Posty.
Okay.
And it's a good answer.
That's a good answer. You're on it now.
All right, well, I'll have you. Well, see, I wanted to have him give some input, so then if I make him put all of them on a hard drive for me, I don't feel as guilty.
I see. So, well, you can have him put them on there. You know you don't have to play them.
Right.
I mean, you could say, hey, man, why don't you put on, like, you know, what you think the top 20 songs are that we should play on the cruise, and then he puts them on there, and you play, like, two of them.
Yep. Shout, Louie. Where is that?
The Jetsons theme. I mean, it's going to be a great cruise, everybody.
Can we play the Jetsons theme?
Final thoughts.
Only if you do your impressions.
Steve's got the Jetsons dance going. Hey, it's called the Elroy Elevator. Everybody out on the dance floor. Ooh. Going up, going down.
I'll teach the Elroy Elevator tomorrow. Yeah, let's go up and down.
There's no way.
There's a way.
Kevin, have you ever had lavender? Like, it was the Lavender Festival, right? That they were talking about on TV today?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you ever had lavender ice cream?
Yes.
Really?
At that exact location. The Lavender Manor, is that where they were at?
Sure. I'm going to say yes.
It's Uncle's. I mean, Warren's uncle used to own that property.
It's Uncle's Warren?
Something like that. It's right down the street from Warren's house, and it is.
Yes, it is, actually, because I've driven by there. That's right. And it's quite the display of lavender.
I've done some weddings there.
Okay.
They serve all that stuff.
I'd never heard of it.
All the lavender sprays, and they had lavender hand sanitizer. It was It is nice. Huh. It's great stuff.
Oh, very nice.
I just didn't know lavender was a flavor of food. So when they said lavender ice cream, I thought, right. Did they make a mistake? And they're like, no, it's really good. I'm like, oh, okay.
When it's all supposed to make you calm, lavender is very calming.
Yes. Are you calm when you're eating ice cream? I'm not usually amped up when I'm eating ice cream.
I'm not either.
I think just the whole eating of ice cream is already calming. It
makes
pass
you happy
out.
And yeah. calming. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably just pass out. All right. Well, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Elroy Elevator tomorrow night then?
I mean, I'll teach you if you want to be taught.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. We got to go. Thanks for being here. We appreciate Jacob's Custom Living for helping us out with the show as well today. And if you would like to win a pair of Megan Maroney tickets for Friday at Riverfront Park at the Pavilion, you can call right now, 509-441-0999, and we will hook you up for Friday. Looking forward to that show.
Yes, indeed.
Snuck up quick on us. And don't forget, the cruise is tomorrow. There's still likely to be maybe a few tickets left. Got to be getting pretty close here, so if you want to still get a chance to go hit Lake Coeur d'Alene tomorrow, which is going to be a spectacular night on the water, 7 to 10 for the cruise, you can just text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link, and you can be on the boat. We'll see you there for 3 great hours. Anything else, fellas?
I think that's it.
Steve, you done?
Oh, I've been done.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You notice we didn't argue with him?
No, we did not.
I noticed that.